Now, Saudi Arabia's invasion of Yemen continues, and it's in its 17th day. In the latest airstrike, four people, including a pregnant woman, have been killed in the north. Now, the bombardment took place at the Al-Jaf governorate. Early Saudi warplanes targeted Al-Dalami Air Base and Sana'a Military Airport. Now, Saudi armies also fired mortar shells at border regions in the Sa'adah province. A spokesman for the Yemeni army says that at least 1,000 people, including 200 children, have been killed in the Saudi airstrikes since they began on March 26. And according to the World Health Organization, 643 people have lost their lives in Saudi air attacks, as well as clashes between Ansarullah fighters and remnant forces loyal to fugitive former President Abu Rabu Mansur Hadi since March 16. And earlier, we spoke to Yemeni activist and political commentator Hossein Al-Bukhaiti about the Saudi invasion of Yemen. Now, he says that Saudi army has teamed up with Al-Qaeda militants and is mainly targeting civilians.
The Saudis-led airstrike has started to target all the infrastructure, residential blocks like they did 2 days ago in central of Sana'a, because they run out of target, like army target, army bases all across the country. So now they want to punish the Yemeni people for the revolution against all the Saudis' influence and American influence that happens in 21st of September 2014. And we've seen them as well. They're going to be using Al-Qaeda because just yesterday, the Popular Committee and the Yemeni army, side by side with tribal leaders from Shabwa, have taken over and cleared and secured Attaq, which is the capital of Shabwa, from Al-Qaeda. And straight away, after they secured the city and kicked Al-Qaeda out, who has controlled it for the last 2 days, the airstrike has targeted Attaq. While when Al-Qaeda was there, there wasn't a single airstrike on Attaq. The same now in Mukalla. There isn't any airstrike on Mukalla against Al-Qaeda, who control the city. But there is airstrike all around Mukalla, around the army bases, because they don't want the army to take the matter to their hand and to clear Al-Mukalla. How you protect somebody by killing him? I mean, this is just a silly statement from a silly person, because 1,000 people has been killed. A lot of them are women and children. And then you targeted the only people which can protect us from Al-Qaeda, like the Popular Committee.
And tens of thousands of Yemenis have held a mass rally condemning the Saudi invasion of the Arab country as a violation of international law.
These crimes are considered a clear violation, a blatant violation of the humanitarian laws and norms, and also of the international treaties.
Now, the demonstrators in Sana'a denounce what they call Saudi and American aggression in all its forms. They also call on the international community to probe the crimes being committed against people and to try those behind the atrocities. Protesters reiterated that the people are capable of resolving their own problems and purging terrorists from Yemen through peaceful means. They also hailed Iran, Russia, China, and several other countries for standing with the people of Yemen. Now, several similar protests were held in other parts of the country as well, including the city of Taiz. Meanwhile, Saudi jet fighters targeted several parts of Sana'a during rallies in the Al-Matar street.